USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has promised Ukraine the United States will provide the country with advanced air systems after Russia launched missiles against multiple cities in Ukraine, including the capital Kyiv on Monday, that killed 14 civilians. An emergency meeting is being set up by the Group of Seven to discuss support for Ukraine and how to hold Russia accountable for the attacks. As distrust grows towards the Department of Justice and FBI for partisan justice, it's been revealed the two FBI agents that approached Facebook in 2020 election cycle, ultimately suppressing the evidence of Biden corruption, made financial contributions to the Democrat Party. CEO Mark Zuckerberg in late August.
The FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump that's similar to that. So just be vigilant.
Democrat Senator Bob Menendez from New Jersey is urging the Biden administration to stop cooperating with Saudi Arabia after its decision to cut oil production, a move that could benefit Russia as it continues to wage war against Ukraine. America lost our energy independence under President Biden's policies. A conservative group run by former top Trump officials is proposing a formal U.S. declaration of war on Mexican cartels and to shut down legal ports of entry based on estimates of illegal immigrant crossings. The paper by the Center for Renewing America is being unveiled 1 month before the midterm elections as Republicans seek to stop Biden's open border policy and stop the free flow of the killer drug fentanyl into our country. USA Radio News.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Republican candidate for Arizona governor Carrie Lake was removed from a town hall session ahead of her opponent's speech. Reports say that Lake was seated in the front row of Saturday's town hall when she was asked to leave. Both candidates were scheduled to speak separately without a debate. Hobbs claims that Lake is a conspiracy theorist and why she won't debate her. Lake says the people of Arizona deserve a debate and they deserve better. Florida continues to make advances on the recovery efforts in the Sunshine State.
Recovery appears to be well underway after Hurricane Ian, but Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says a lot remains to be done, and it'll take a long time. He says 42,000 linemen have helped restore power to much of the area in places like Sanibel and Fort Myers Beach, where the infrastructure was all but destroyed. He says crews are getting ready to restore power.
Well, now that we're going in this more rebuild and recover mode, you're going to see them working on that, and I think it's really just a matter of safety. I think that there's going to be some things that need to be done on Fort Myers Beach. A lot of it's just getting the debris out of there, and they're working really hard on that.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The final eight teams in Major League Baseball race to the World Series set to begin today. Phillies at the Braves, Mariners at the Astros, Guardians at the Yankees, and the Padres at the Dodgers. All games are in Game 1 status. My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.